Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.
Sarah Slattery is with us today, the travel expert. And Sarah, this is a great one you've come up with. I often think about doing this, but never actually do. So going on a day trip out of the airport, so you're going in and out in one day. This is super.
I know, you don't have to pay for any hotels, no hotel bills. It's a kind of a new trend that started really, I suppose, in the last couple of years. But in the last quarter, the Google search is up nearly 1200% for these extreme day trips, is what they're called. So you basically get out early in the morning, come back late at night and try and fit in as many top attractions as you can in the one day without having to pay for a hotel.
Because myself and the girls keep saying that we're going to do Birmingham, you know, the big pennies in Birmingham, but that's only Birmingham. Yeah. We could go over and back and just bring an empty suitcase or buy one over there, even better. So, but there's loads of places that you could go to around Europe.
Yeah, I mean, Paris, for instance, is a big one because it's only a 90-minute flight and the flights start at 6:30 in the morning and they come back at 11 at night. So you like literally could have nearly 12 hours there, you know. The Beauvais flight would be the cheapest, but it is, I know, about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 40 minutes from the city centre. But the flight goes out at 6:30 in the morning, comes back like late at night, think it lands around midnight, and it's only €44. So that's definitely the cheapest way to do Paris. You can go with Aer Lingus or Air France to Charles de Gaulle, which is a little bit closer, but the prices, you know, will be a lot higher. I suppose the big part of a lot of these people doing these day trips is to get the good value price-wise. So if price is a factor, that's definitely the way to go. The Beauvais one is the way to go. But like, it's €36 to get to the top of the Eiffel Tower by lift, you know, so you could actually fly over. Great one for anyone who wants to propose. Get to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Well, you'd hope now, Sarah, sorry, if they're proposing, you'd hope that they'd fork out for a hotel for at least one night.
Well, you have a point there now, in fairness. But you can also book like a 3-course a la carte lunch with wine, a 2-hour Seine cruise for €79. So it's actually loads of kind of cool things you could very easily do for the day. And the metro in Paris is brilliant, really easy to get around to see a lot of the new sites. The Notre Dame is reopened again. So Paris is definitely one of the top ones.
Yeah. Is there any tips actually when it comes to getting your train tickets or anything? Like, are there day tickets that you can get?
I'd probably get the metro. Yeah, probably get a ticket for the metro if that's what you want to do. Or depending, if you want to do like the river cruise on the Seine and just kind of wander around and soak it all in, you know, that's the other side of it. But you can get from, depending on whether you go from Beauvais or whether you go to Charles de Gaulle, it's €30 return from Beauvais on the bus. It's €11 by train from Charles de Gaulle. So you have to factor that in. I have all these details on the website, by the way, of how to get in and out of different places.
Okay, that is thetravelexpert.ie.
Amsterdam is another brilliant one. Again, only a 90-minute flight and it's only 10 minutes by train to the city centre. So that's a real winner. €34 return flights I found on the 2nd of April and 37 on the 19th of May. So like really good value. You can book a 90-minute scenic boat cruise. Where would you go? You could go to the Heineken factory as well, or Anne Frank's house, or all sorts of cool stuff if you want to do in Amsterdam.
Oh yeah.
So Milan is another great one. Sometimes with Milan, people are unsure whether they want to go for 3 or 4 nights, whether there's that much to see or do. I know there's great shopping and everything, but the Duomo or the cathedral is the main kind of attraction there. So it's a handy one for a day trip. Plus the flight out to Bergamo leaves at 6:10 in the morning and lands back at 12:30. So you've loads of time there as well. It's about 50 minutes on the bus into Milan, €18 return. There's a lovely 2.5-hour tour, actually. It's a Milan Super Saver tour that includes the skip the line entry into the Duomo, includes a guided tour of the city centre and access to Da Vinci's Last Supper. And that's €82. So you could get a lot of the attractions in one of these tours if you wanted to book that, or just wander around, shop, and, you know, soak up the sights.
Yeah.
So Milan is another interesting one.
I remember seeing posts, people, like ladies, girls, gangs of girls together, drop the kids to school in the morning or have them drop to school and they're back, they go for their lunch abroad and then they're back in time for the evening to put the kids to bed. It's gas.
I know. And like another one that could be nice for girls would be Malaga City, because you could even go to the beach. The flights out, €80 return there on the 2nd of April. Flights out in the morning, again, back late at night, and 15 minutes on the train into the city centre. Have some nice tapas and shopping and get your 20% off in Zara and Bershka and all that. Like, you know, like, so Spain could be a good one as well. There's also Madrid, great shopping in Madrid. I found a good one on a Saturday there, the 24th of May, €95 return. And that flight lands back at 1 a.m. So you really get loads of time there as well.
Yeah.
20 minutes on the metro into the city centre. And there's a 2-hour tuk-tuk welcome tour there for €66. That's a good thing to do, actually, in a new city. There, a lot of the cities are doing these tuk-tuk tours now just to kind of get a brief look at the highlights and see whether you want to come back or not.
Yeah, you definitely need to kind of plan your day to make the most of it. Have all your things booked in so you're not arriving there and then thinking, oh, what's on now? Do you know that kind of way? Because you are limited with the time that you have, but it just sounds brilliant. It sounds like a good crack just to do that for the day. Say, oh, we're heading off to Amsterdam for the day or whatever. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And there's so many of them like that actually leave that early in the morning. Like Berlin, there's flights that leave at 6 a.m. Barcelona, 06:20. Loads of options. Of course, then we have the UK as well. You know what? Even Edinburgh or London, or there's loads of options as well. Most of them just go from Dublin, from the regional airports. It's mostly just the UK, like London and places like that. But definitely huge choice if you did want to go from Dublin particularly.
Are the better prices on the weekdays or on the weekend, or does it make a difference?
Yeah, usually weekdays are better. I did find a few on Saturdays, like the Madrid one was Saturday, I think. I'm trying to think. Berlin, actually, I had Berlin on the 29th of March. That was quite good. €70 return. And that's out at 6 a.m. and back. A little bit maybe different for anybody kind of interested in seeing, you know, Checkpoint Charlie, and particularly for anyone who's interested in history. Like there's a really cool thing you can do in Berlin, actually. It's called a mini hot rod tour. You know, the little old fashioned cars. You can go around in one of those and do a city tour for 90 minutes. So that would be a really novel kind of thing to do.
Yeah.
There's also like Third Reich and Cold War walking tours, which are like €20. And the train from the airport to the city centre, as German efficiency, as we know, it's only 30 minutes. So that's another good one.
My friend just went to Berlin last weekend and they went on one of these walking tours. And your man that was given the tour was so boring that kind of halfway through the tour, and it was lashing rain when they got there as well. So kind of halfway through the tour, they said, oh, our hotel is just beside us here. So we're actually just going to head back now. We're very tired from all the travelling. And they just went off and did their own thing because he was just very, very boring. There was no crack whatsoever to be had. I guess that happens. You never know.
Yeah, no, in fairness, you don't. And I suppose the big thing about booking these trips is usually people do it for value, or of course, maybe they don't have annual leave or something. So it's good to kind of book just the bargain ones as well. You know, you have that fear that if there's a flight delay, you don't get it. So at least with the likes of that walking tour, most of them, they're so cheap, they're €20 or something like that. You probably could do that if you feel like abandoning it, you could. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be the last one left because I'd feel too guilty about nipping off.
Upsetting.
Yeah.
Then you probably tip them as well.
Oh, come here. Yeah, that's me all over. Get a terrible hairdo in the hairdressers. Tell them it's lovely and give them a tip. That is me, Sarah. And Barcelona and Rome are two other great spots to go to as well. I actually love Rome.
Yeah. Another great reason to do these is if you want to decide, do I want to come here? A bit like a cruise stop when you think of it. Like if you think on a cruise, you know, you get off the ship and you don't have as long time as you'll have if you do one of these, you know. So it's just a kind of a glimpse of a place to see whether you like it and you want to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rome is one of those. You could just go and see it, you know, and kind of take the magic and go, OK, yeah, I love it. Let's go back. But you could still, it's about 30 minutes on the train to the city centre. You could still book a Vatican and Sistine Chapel tour. There's 3-hour tours if you want to just specifically do that. Maybe your parents always wanted to see the Vatican or something like that. You want to go out and back in a day. Or one of the best things I ever did in Rome was a Vespa tour. It's so cool. You literally, they have these sidecars where one sits on the back and one sits in the sidecar and you go around. A 3-hour tour of Rome, and it's just amazing. So that's another cool thing to do as well.
We took one of those sightseeing bus tours when we were in Rome. I have to say though, it's probably mad around the Vatican at the moment with the Pope being so ill.
Well, that's true.
I'd say it's crazy there, but at the same time, you know, I'd say the atmosphere is amazing as well when it's like that.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, obviously at the moment it's probably a difficult time to go, but you know, sometimes there are somebody who's just always wanted to see it, and maybe for budget reasons you can't afford to stay there, or you can't afford but you might want to treat your parent to see it, you know, that this is an option, or this is a thing you could do, you know.
Brilliant. Okay, well, all the details there for those one day trips out of the airport over and back in the one day are on thetravelexpert.ie, and Sarah, we'll chat to you next week.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Talking travel with Sarah and Ed with Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.